So, Priya, so this Krishna consciousness, what is it about? Well, it's a consciousness of Krishna. It's a yoga path, a path to liberation from this material world. Transcendental thing, and there are books and teachings and philosophy and we also learned it's the most advanced and elevated knowledge. Ooh, that's difficult. Sounds esoteric. But it's also simple, chant Hare Krishna, be happy. Always think of Krishna, serve Krishna the best you can. But then there are all these other things that are just there. How to do this, how to do that, how to dress, how to eat, how to go to the bathroom. All those, as it seems, when we join countless little practices and rules and things. Now they are easier to deal with, I guess, for newcomers. This is practical. and I don't know where I'm going with this. Just got up in the morning and started talking. This is one of those that don't lead anywhere. And I need some breakfast. But what I really wanted to, or felt inspired to talk about is how some, I don't know how to express it. I've been trying for a long time now to pinpoint it. How it's so easier, much easier to just go for those little practical external things because they are easier to relate to than, oh, this esoteric transcendental stuff and all these books and all that.